Hi, just before we start the show, I want to apologise for the terrible sound quality of my voice for the first 10 minutes or so. I'm a huge knob and I left the mic in the wrong setting. But you do get to enjoy the sound of birds and wind louder than my voice, which for some people might not be a bad thing. In all honesty, I've probably got in the wrong setting now, but you know, gosh, I have no idea what I'm doing. Podcast. You're listening to the Popcornography Podcast. So yeah, welcome to Popcornography Podcast. At the moment, there's just me and Jonathan, isn't there, Jonathan?
Afternoon. You alright?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, considering.
Mm. It's been a lovely afternoon.
It's been alright, hasn't it?
Yeah.
So, I tried to throw a barbecue yesterday, didn't I?
Yeah.
In, like, Hurricane Katrina.
I want to call it a successful failure. Because it was a success if the barbecue food went ahead,
yeah.
But the failure on the weather.
To be honest, I had a lot of people invited and maybe about 15% of them turned up.
Mm.
But if any more had turned up, we'd have been stuck.
Yeah.
Because we wouldn't have been able to be outside. The house that did we talk about my house in the last podcast? Well, I've just bought a house. It's not massive. It's a pretty small house.
Yeah, it suits you and Sam though, doesn't it? Yeah, down the ground, you know. It's, yeah.
But yeah, it would have been a bit. It would have been just. Where would I have put people? It would have been crushed.
Yeah, I think we would have found a bit of a problem room wise.
Yeah.
I think the people that did actually turn up were just right.
Yeah.
I mean, your gazebo and bar. I mean, I think we just managed to fit everybody underneath that.
Yeah.
With everybody that was outside.
Looks smart. So,
it does, yeah.
I love the look of that.
He's got a gazebo with a barn built, which looks really nice.
So there is only just me and John, but Simon is on his way. I've just put that on silent. This happened in the cinema. I was one of them assholes.
Right.
Where I was sat there and my phone went off and I was like, I put it on silent.
Yep, mine's on silent now. Actually, I'm going to put it in my pocket.
Scrap that code, doesn't work. Oh, Graham's trying to get us
discount. Oh, yeah, discount off food or something like that.
Yeah. The deal that they do is fine.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, it's pretty. It seems pretty alright.
I wish so. Need to know if we're ordering this food, don't we?
I know, yeah. So please, hurry up.
It's E3 this weekend. Unfortunately, it's just after we've done the podcast. Actually, if we are going to record a bit after the conference, we can talk about that then, can't we?
Yeah, we can.
Because we normally talk about news and stuff first.
Yeah.
We don't know it yet. We will in less than 2 hours. I mean,
yeah, because it
starts at 9, doesn't it?
What?
We're an hour and a half from.
So what was the deal with 8 o'clock? What was that again? Sorry,
8 o'clock. I believe the live broadcast starts, but I don't think that's the actual.
Is that just like a build up?
I will double check before it's. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know what they'd be showing through that though. I don't know what they'd fill that with. I don't want to. I think we should maybe check it out at 8 and just make sure it's not the conference.
Yeah. Yeah. Good idea.
Right, well, because we haven't watched it, what would you like to see get announced at this thing?
Oh, God.
It's Microsoft's first, so.
Well, I've been Xbox all my life.
Yeah.
So, if it's a new generation of console, I would like to know how they're going to top it, really.
I've not been a fan of this. We were saying it earlier today when we were hopped up. I've not been a fan of this generation at all. The interface on the console is horrible. The games and none of them have really grabbed me like they used to, like the Modern Warfare when they originally came out. I was addicted to the Halos. Like, I need something new and fresh and exciting, and maybe the chances are there's loads out like that. It's just I've kind of drifted away from it. I'm much more into my movies now, aren't I?
That's the thing. I mean, with Xbox at the moment, I'm only using it for the apps. I'm only using it for to actually watch TV, stream things like that. I mean, like I was saying before, earlier today. There's a knock at the door.
Carry on.
There was a knock at the door. Like I was saying before, I'm finding now that games are too in-depth. I'm finding that there's nothing really simple about them. Basically, I would like to go back to simple and effective, like Modern Warfare 2 was. And as we actually stroll into that, Simon comes in.
Simondo!
Hello!
Hey. We're just talking about the new console and... the new E3 that's going to pop up on the new conference, right?
Well, what I asked was, what would you like to see?
Considering I've only got an Xbox One X...
I've only got an Xbox One X.
Oh, you've got the X, haven't you?
Yes.
Do you see the difference?
Right, I know it's difficult to explain because... On a good TV with a good Xbox One, it's absolutely superb.
I was going to say, it'd be mind blowing, I'm guessing, but
the only thing, the game that made me go, oh my god, what a difference, was Assassin's Creed.
Right.
I'm trying to think of the game, and it was remastered for 4K, and I originally started playing it on the Xbox One.
Right.
Because I borrowed it off a friend.
It wasn't Black Flag by any chance, was it?
No.
It was after that, wasn't it?
It was, and I think it might have been the one that was in Paris. I can't remember which one it was called. And it was a cutscene, and I watched the cutscene, and I saved it, went off, and the missus said, oh, you can have your Xbox One X. Oh, thanks, babe. Because it was birthday time.
So you genuinely saw the exact...
And when I started the game again, the cutscene started again.
Right.
And it blew me away, and I was like... And I noticed instantly the difference between... The standard high definition to the 4K resolution upgrade, and it was absolutely mind blowing. And it's the only game that I've seen it, because it's the only game I can use as a comparison. It's a bit of a weird one, because it is amazing, but it's the only game that I can say I've seen it on, because I've got nothing else to...
Right, okay. Just going back there, you said that it's birthday time and you're going to get an Xbox One. Now, for a birthday, I would be maybe putting a recommendation to the wife of a T-shirt or maybe a Mars bar, but you're going for an Xbox One on your birthday.
I already had.
Wow. Oh, you had it?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I tell you what, I'm...
What did you get that
Does
for?
Anyone divorce Amy
birthday,
and I'll have a...
birthday and Christmas.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just going to click a setting on this mic and see if it makes any difference. Sorry.
Doo-doo-ba-ba-oobity-boo-boo. I don't know. I think it was on the one-sided mic thing. Oh. I don't know. We are working on that. We say this every single time. But we've been talking about it today. We are going to get another... I'm going to sell out a sound mixer and... Now I've got a dedicated space. We're now sat at the table. This is better, isn't it, Si?
It is.
Yeah, so literally, you've got a nice little setup here, so I'm down with trying to help with mics or anything like that.
And about this film, like possibly on video as well, I'm going to have to lose this weight then, aren't I, first? I think we're going on
camera. I'll be the volunteer that sits behind, towards
the back of your head.
Yeah.
No. We'll work it out. There's two of you, and if there's four of us, we'll have two at that side. But that's when this mic will not work.
Yeah.
But we've got a lovely little setup. We've got the TV on the wall behind us.
Yeah.
Have the logo thrown on there. Show trailers on there. Do whatever we want. It's linked up to that PC. We'll be good to go. It's all quite exciting.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. We've got if you can hear noise, but we've got the door open. It's quite warm day, isn't it? So we've just
keep it open. Hear the birds chirping.
So what do you want to see from this? Because I want to see the new Halo. That's one game that I'd be very excited about.
I don't know. I honestly, generally don't know. I think this year it's snuck up on me. Even though I knew it was coming. Like my mates at work's been going, E3's coming. And then literally the other night when you said, we'll watch E3. Right, I was like,
What was even announced last year? I don't even remember last year. It used to be a thing where we'd always sit and watch it, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
But I can't remember last year's at all.
Well, I think last year I was pretty hyped for Anthem.
That's not out yet either, is it?
No, it is.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
What's the one?
It's terrible.
Right, okay.
It's a bit too like Destiny, I feel. And I went off that.
Couldn't get away with that. I think I borrowed it off you, and I think I tried it. It was just... when I was talking to myself earlier. well, I was telling you earlier as well. I want to go back to simple but effective. Modern Warfare 2, simple but effective. Red Dead Redemption 1, simple but effective. Them sort of games, them sort of storytellings.
Yeah.
I just can't understand why we can't. I mean, we were saying earlier, Call of Duty has gone through like a space age, like trying to, I don't know, like phaser gun, behave, you know? I
hated that.
Do you know, jumping with their jetpacks and like going around corners, like walls and stuff like that, walking on walls. It just gets a bit silly.
Do you not think maybe we're just getting left behind a bit? Because this is watching my dad try and play Call of Duty, like, and he's just kind of jumping at everything and hiding in corners and maybe it's just.
I would agree with you there, but I'm sort of a bit of a guru now on Titanfall 2,
right?
And that is a bit of a fast pace.
Yeah, it is.
And
I watch people playing on that. What's the massive one? Everyone, Fortnite.
Oh god!
Is that the one you build stuff as well?
Yeah.
Build like they're going, dropping all these planks of woods and climbing up and shooting. And I'm like, what?
It's timing that. Yeah. I mean,
maybe you just need to invest time.
See, my daughter's starting to go through that stage where she's into Fortnite, and before it was like go around in a circle shooting the grass, to where now she's like jetpacking across the map and with trolleys and all kinds of things. Where's all that this come from?
That's a highly addictive one, isn't it?
Apparently so. I bet any game could be.
Yeah, true.
I mean, I was highly addicted to Rollercoaster Tycoon, Halo, Sims. I played The Sims, shitload.
But going back to that Call of Duty scenario, I really fell out of love with it when it went a bit too silly, like the space age. Yeah. I couldn't do that. And I was
all them kill streaks and death streaks and simple death, like the kill streaks initially was fine, like 3 kills, you get 1, 5 kills and 8, fine. But then they started adding all this weird stuff and you could, there's too much, in the end you're just getting killed by things.
Yeah, but it changed round and I fell back in love with it with Call of Duty World War 2.
Yeah.
It back to basics, it was slower pace.
Yeah.
It has still got its modern twist to it where, you know, it's got charms for guns and, you know, but it's gone back to that nice core. We're not jumping around the map or anything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, see that's one thing. It just went out of another level, which wasn't enjoyable.
Yeah,
it wasn't. I mean, the one that they're going to bring out now has price back in it.
But that's it. I cannot wait for it now.
So this one, I think it actually fell down for Modern Warfare 3. For Modern Warfare 2,
Modern Warfare 3 had actually gone down.
Wasn't it? Well, I'd quite enjoy that because you had different countries that you were battling. You had like Paris and, you know, God knows what else.
Yeah.
I don't think I can remember that far back now. There's been that many games out since.
The Chernobyl level, man. Modern Warfare 1, wasn't it, that one?
I can't remember.
Walking through the long grass with Price. It was the first one.
I mean, back then, it's like Infinity War just...
Yeah.
Hit it smack on.
They did.
And then I would say after Modern Warfare 3, it just went down south.
Yeah.
Massively.
So, coming back to what you actually look forward to in this?
I think same with John, something new.
Right.
Back to basics, so, you know, something that we can actually enjoy playing. I mean, The Division 2,
I didn't get it. I wanted it though.
That's good.
I played the beta.
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. See, I didn't realise you. Are you going on Xbox? Are you?
Yeah.
Division 2, is that like
play with?
Tom Clancy or something? Is that like that sort of scenario?
Yeah. I want to see if they are announcing this new console. They've also got this whole streaming thing where you just buy a little. You'll probably just have a little box, and the actual all the processing is done on their end.
On their end,
Which I don't know. Do you like the idea of that? I quite like having the box under the TV.
Because I'm quite tempted though for this Google Stadia.
You'll have to explain what that is because I'm not.
So I was just about to say, can you elaborate?
They sort of do it. Right. So it's exactly what you're going on about. It's this cloud platform gaming.
Right.
You buy your controller, and I think they released the price at £120.
Right, okay.
Right, this is for the Founders Edition. You get 3 months of their Pro subscription service, which allows you all the games and that. But again, it's all done through the cloud. You know, as long as you've got a good internet connection, they've got all the services coming towards you. So you can HDR gaming, 4K. It looks really good.
I think I'll be sticking to Microsoft, to be honest.
I'm still a Microsoft fan. Mm. I'll still stick with what I like. But I think as a concept, though, because I tried the NVIDIA Now, which is was a beta test.
Oh, they've got one and all. Haven't they?
But that was using the games that you have purchased through their cloud-based system. So, I only tried that with Rollercoaster, the new Rollercoaster Planet.
Right.
And it was great because I could play it on my really, really pants PC.
Hmm.
And I was playing it on 4K on my TV.
Yeah.
Was it Planet Coaster?
Planet Coaster, that's the one, sorry. So I'm really interested in this cloud-based gaming platform.
There's a lot of reliance on your internet connection, though, isn't there?
Like, it is.
If that goes down, you're done.
Yeah, true.
I mean, I don't have too much problems with my internet. It's a bit like, you know, I'm like the 200 band, and it's really great. But, like you say, any bit of...
Well, you know, so this is why Microsoft and Sony and Nintendo will be aware of this, and they can't miss the ship. They've got to be on this streaming thing. Mm. But I think we're at that position now where people still want that console at home, but the future is that. You know the backlash they got when they announced the original Xbox One, and everyone was fuming because you couldn't do pre-owned games or something. Or they kept saying you can, but we haven't really figured that out yet.
Yeah, I remember
that. They were tempted not to have the disc drive online. It had to be online all the time.
Yeah.
And people kicked off and they had to do a full reverse and run, oh, sorry, and backed off. This console generation, I think this is when they will finally get to do what they wanted to do in the first place. And people are now in the position where they're happy with that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind if I can't trade in anymore. Like, maybe it's just because I don't do it as much, but I'm not, you know, it's fine.
You know, I can buy everything. I can remember the last time I actually traded a game in.
Do you know what? I prefer the digital. It works well in my household because Millie can share my game collection.
I hope they still got the sharing thing, though.
I hope they do, because today we've been around Amy's parents and we've given her dad for early Father's Day and birthday an Xbox One S.
Hmm.
And he's now sharing also my library.
Right, okay.
So, you know, it's brilliant in that sense that, you know, you can...
I thought you were sharing with...
Millie, you can. If I'm also signed on their console, they also get my.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be able to go online while there if he's on.
Not online. There's no live capabilities. But you can still see my library and go on the games that I have purchased as long as I'm signed in to their console.
Well, what we'll do is after this, after we've watched it, we'll come back and we'll.
Yeah, talk
say what we thought.
Depth,
I mean, we could do it straight. I could do some magic editing, couldn't I? And just click my fingers, and we could. At that point, we'll have a bit break from the gaming talk. I'll quickly bomb through my reviews that I've seen. Two films: seen Godzilla, and I have seen X-Men: Dark Phoenix. Bird. and we've also got a quiz game, movie quotes quiz game, which we'll do. But I'm. Wait till Graham's here. I think Graham's going to jump in as well, isn't he?
Right, okay.
That should be quite a good fun.
Yeah.
So we've got an awful lot to do in this podcast. We're already about 20 minutes in. but yeah, we'll come back to the gaming thing a bit later on. So, should I quickly smash out my reviews for these films? You've watched all of Chernobyl. Am I saying that? Chernobyl, right?
Chernobyl?
Have you seen them yet?
Chernobyl.
I'm up to episode 4.
What do you think?
Oh, no spoilers then.
Amazing.
Yeah, no spoilers. Everyone knows what happens.
I know, yeah.
It is fantastic, though, isn't it? What a show that was.
Apparently, this is totally overrun Game of Thrones in popularity.
100%. Game of Thrones was incredible, but the last season, as we've discussed many times, just fell apart in the last season completely for me.
Yeah, but...
And now it's got a bit of a tinge to it. Like, I've got a Game of Thrones top, and I'm like, not even bothered about wearing it now. Not even... Yeah. I don't know, it's annoyed me quite a bit the last season.
You're not as attached to it as you were, like, say, a few seasons ago.
No.
Yeah.
All I'm going to say is, everyone is where they're meant to be.
Oh, a load of shit.
BS. Okay. BS.
That
BS.
Went down like a lead balloon.
Do you like it? You haven't been in any of the last two podcasts.
I did. I agree with everyone's comments about how it's rushed, how it could have took a bit of a back step, and how it developed towards the end. But as a viewer, I fully enjoyed it. You know, at the end of the day, I think they've done it for the sole purpose of spin-off programs.
They want to go and do Star Wars. They want to, the writers want to go and do Star Wars, so they've gone, right, we need a hurry, let's get this finished. That's clear, right? But yes, I agree, they've set up little spinny-offy things, we'll probably get Ari.
And I think that's, what they've left it to do. That's why they've branched it, rather than close it down, killed everybody off, which I thought was going to happen anyway.
It'd be mean trying to get all them back, though, and I'm not sure a lot of the actors would want to. They're out of the contracts now. They probably want to move on. I'd want to move on.
Yeah.
Some of them are not. Sophie Turner's pretty annoyed about how it all
did. I wish she was pretty adamant that was it. It was an end of a chapter for her. Yeah. She's ready to move on.
Yeah.
She's queen now. She's not bothered. Queen of the
Yeah, true.
She's not bothered, is she? Spoiler, sorry. if you haven't watched it, catch up.
Don't bother watching it. It's better just in your own head. In your own imagination. That they did have that to battle with as well, compete with. You've had so many years to think of your own perfect endings. And you're not going to please everybody. But yeah, Chernobyl.
Brilliant.
Like the performances in it, the character development, the action scenes, the learning.
The atmosphere.
Yeah, very Russian, isn't it? It feels like...
Very Russian, but very... I don't want to say emotional, because I think that's the wrong word to use.
It's
but
dark.
Yeah, you felt it because
you
know it's real.
Yeah, it's weird.
Because you know it's happened, you know, and it's sort of like, well, I'm going to say loosely based on the truth of how a lot of it went down back
it's
scenes.
Not loosely, but, I mean, a lot of it's right. All the facts and stuff are right. There's
well,
yeah, a few
it definitely blew up, but
a few fictional characters created. The girl in it, she didn't exist, but they did have many, many scientists working on it, and that was impossible to put into the story, so you just combine them all in this one character.
Yeah.
And I think that was a good idea. But when I did find out she didn't exist, I was a bit good, because she was like one of my favourite characters.
Yeah.
There has been a little bit of dramatisation, but...
I suppose they would have had to, you know, in a way to make TV, but I tell you what, I've been hooked. Since I started it, I've been like, oh my God. Oh my God, oh my God. And I think, Jesus, how can they do something like this and keep it going episode after episode?
It's,
it feels like you're having a bit of a break, you know, when they're doing a bit of like the hospital scene and then it's sort of like, bang, shit in it.
Yeah.
Like, the writer of this as well, though, have you seen the stuff he used to work on? He's done all his films that are just like crap. Well, I think he did The Hangover 2 and 3. They're not awful. He did Scary Movie 3. He did the superhero movie or something. He's done some terrible stuff. And then, bumf, this. Highest rated TV show of all time. Mental. But he obviously had a lot of passion for this one. I think if a writer gets something that they really can get the teeth into, maybe. I
mean, even the Russians, like, the public of the Russian people are behind this. They're like, brilliant.
Russia aren't very happy with it, though, are they?
No, well, the officials are not. And they're now bringing a state-backed version of the how...
really?
Yeah, and they're also bringing... I only know this because I Googled it to see what was Russian's reaction to this.
Yeah.
And it talks about how Russia-backed state are going to bring out their own version, where they also blame the Americans in some way of starting Chernobyl.
So I mean, the two actors for me that were just sensational. You had Stellan Skarsgård and you had Jared Harris. Jared Harris, he's been in a few films that I've seen.
Is that the Avengers? Is that that fella?
That's Stellan, dude.
Yeah, the first fella was, yeah.
I like, he's really good in that as well.
Yeah.
But Jared Harris, I've seen him in a few, and he's just outstanding. He really is.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew about the nuclear disaster. I knew that it was on, like, another level. It was just a magnitude of just pure destruction.
Don't realize how bad.
Well, exactly. That I mean, just imagine being one of them firefighters, not knowing what you're going into.
Mm.
One of them picks up the graphite of the core in his hand after it's just exploded.
It's crazy to think as well. They're firefighters who live. They are right next to a power plant. You'd think they need to know this kind of stuff. But then they never ever thought it would ever blow up.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. They've gone into something that thought, well, it would never happen. So
it
that they can't
have happened,
really.
Though.
Well, that's true.
You realize, right, so you haven't seen the last episode, so it's the courtroom, isn't it?
Yeah.
And he goes through how it happened. Mm. And you needed this chain of events to happen in. Like, every single one of them, though, was such a small chance to happen.
Yeah.
And they all happened all at once. You had that asshole who was running it.
Yeah.
merely his fault. I mean, he pushed it to its very limit.
I tell you what,
even at a time when it shouldn't have been getting pushed to its limit.
If that was his characteristics in real life, that was shocking.
Yeah, well, apparently he was a really difficult man. Yeah. And he was still adamant that it wasn't his fault up until the day he died.
Wow.
And that, there's a scene, it's kind of spoilers, but there's a bit where he's in the courtroom and he goes, well, I was in the toilet. And you're like, you dickhead. No, you weren't.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't. Out. Yeah. And everybody in the courtroom's just like,
yeah.
No, you weren't.
But what I also liked is the way that, I mean, have you seen some of the original characters?
Yeah.
To what?
Yeah, because at the end it obviously shows you
who. Yeah, to what the cast are. Yeah. I tell you what, they haven't done bad.
Yeah, no, they've gotten very. Yeah, they've recreated some of them scenes perfectly. They
haven't done too bad at all.
But, I mean, that's. I expect that they should.
Yeah.
But yeah, how he was trying to blame guys who were dead, do you know what I mean? That's what made me hate him more.
I think also the journey that we went on with the firefighters as well, and how the scientist with the Russian diplomat was then, how he was explaining what was going to happen to the firefighters.
Yeah.
I think that was a key important part to connect that emotional side as well.
Yeah.
Because you feel like you're going on that sort of journey with them then. And I was like, bloody hell, this is like, it's raw. But it had to be done. But explaining minute detail from the time they touch it to the end of you know, when they pass. And you actually see that as well. So while he's explaining it over action novel, and we're back in Moscow watching the firefighters fight for their lives.
Yeah.
You know, and you see, I think, bloody hell, that, I mean, well done. It was absolutely well executed and done.
If you haven't seen that, I'd highly, highly recommend it. You've probably heard about it. Everybody's doing that.
Yeah.
But that just shows, right, if you make some quality TV with good writing, and it will do well. People start talking about it. It's the whole viral TV type thing.
That's it.
Make a good show.
Word of mouth is incredible.
So it's worth it. Put some effort in and give us some good stuff.
I've seen a few things on social media, as you do, but it didn't really catch me until people talked about it and said how good it was.
I'm quite proud of myself, because I was very early adopter before I'd heard people talking about it. Because I've always been interested in that place. So
I have, but I've watched so many documentaries on it.
Yeah,
and like I sort of, because of how fine. Well, I'm saying in the past. I mean, it was only 1986, but. It's something like I've already know about it, so I didn't think like I needed to watch it but I tell you something, I didn't know anything.
Crazy, isn't it?
Nothing.
I just didn't realise on the magnitude of like what it was. You know, I'm nuclear disaster, obviously, you know, it's gonna be on a major scale.
Yeah.
But to actually witness what kind of went on, amazing.
Crazy, isn't it? Yeah. What should we rate it? Should we say out of five, what would you say that TV show is?
Five.
Currently I'm at five.
Yeah, I'm five.
It's 95% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Five stars from us.
I think it's 9.7 on IMDb.
Yeah, it's high. I think the last episode got 10 out of 10, but I might have dropped now.
Bloody hell. Men. I'm not surprised.
Right, what we'll do, we'll pause here, and for you guys listening, it'll be like magic. We'll be back in 2 seconds. But we'll go and see what this press conference is, because it starts at 8. I can't imagine what they're going to do for an hour.
Unless it's just a build-up, that's all I can think of.
I was going to say, if it's not streaming straight away, they normally do an hour where it's like the buffering, so everyone can get in
and
tune in. It's honestly, when I watch the Twitch shows.
Well, if you get that turned on and ready.
Can I turn it on there?
Yeah, we'll watch it in the living room.
Okay.
Well, I haven't got a great view of it, have I? It's behind me.
We'll just tell you. We'll tell you.
Well, podcast?
Just give you a description of what's going on.
A good podcast right away.
Now showing the new Xbox console.
You know that gaming thing we talked about playing games for this as well? This would be ideal. Boosh.
Boosh.
Yeah,
boosh,
sure.
A little setup. Yeah. Right, anyway.
Right.
So we'll catch you all in a bit.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, we're back, but we haven't watched E3 because we've got another. It is just an hour of a countdown.
Clock. Yeah. I don't fancy watching numbers just go down to zero.
So we have another 20 minutes to burn before our food's ready. Smash that.
Yes. Oh. And a big fat parmo. I thought I've come up.
No one will even know what a parmo is. We're up north in England and the world doesn't know what a parmo is.
Allow me to describe what a parmo is. On, it's basically just sex.
Flattened chicken.
flattened chicken.
It's sex in your mouth.
With
bechamel.
Bechamel.
Bechamel sauce.
Bechamel cheese on top.
Bechamel sauce.
And it's Bechamel. Amazing. It's a Is it Borough? Is it Middlesbrough? That
It's a Teesside speciality. Yeah,
North. I think it originated from there, but as I've just said, sex in your mouth.
It is travelling. However, it hasn't got down as far as Torquay yet.
Has it not?
Because I noticed that last...
Well, Morrison's sell them now.
I don't get...
So do they sell them all over the world, all over the country, or just...
I don't know.
I don't get how it's not like a nationwide phenomenon now. I really don't. Mm. How other counties in this great country have not experienced this beautifulness.
Oh, they're not good for you, though. This is why I look like I do.
Yes, they are.
How they're good for you? Yeah, because, chicken's good for you.
Because they are.
Chicken's good for you.
Sex is good for you.
Cheese?
So this is good for you.
Cheese must be good for you. It's dairy.
And so is chicken protein. There you go. Drink away.
Or the people who are interested in nutrition.
Anyway, we've got a lot going on in this podcast.
A nutritionist.
That's the one.
Let's get back. Eggs are good for you. Person. Chocolate eggs? Still got one left, you know. One Easter egg left.
Be
it. Hanging in there. It is, It's nibbled on, I think, now.
It is like June. But
mine's buried somewhere.
Mine's buried in my digestive system. Ages ago.
Easter was months ago.
Amy decided to pack half the bedroom. And in the process of doing so, buried some chocolate eggs. I ain't pulling that out because everything will fall out and then I'll get shouted at for making a messy room even though it's a trash.
What, tell her to pull it out then? Whoa.
Hello.
Whoa. As you were, continue.
Reviews.
So, first one I'm going to touch on, Godzilla. King of the monsters. King of nothing. That's what it's king of. King of dribble. That's what it's king
I'm
of.
I'm a bit devastated over that.
Right, you'll like it, right? It's not awful. Dribble. It's not awful. But hear me out, right? Special effects are great. All the big fights are good. However, always happens at night. It's always foggy. I'm kind of squinting a little bit trying to work out what's going on. But it is clearer than the first one. There is more about the monster battles. Right, and the reviews online aren't great, but then I saw a lot of people going, and like, it's about monsters fighting, that's all we want, and fair enough. Everybody wants different things. I want a decent story, though, because it's part of this monster universe, right? So you've got King Kong coming in, is it next year, year after?
Okay.
King Kong versus Godzilla's coming in, 2021, I think.
I'm hoping that's going to be amazing.
Well, King Kong I really enjoyed.
Had it.
Godzilla, the first one was all right; it was passable. But as soon as
the Breaking
Bad died, I was like, I'm not interested anymore. It was lacking a little bit. It was a big action scene was going to happen, and then it just cut away, didn't it? But this one actually sticks around. You actually get to see the fights, and it's got some decent bits. And it's for what it is. It's all right. However, the dialogue, the writing, it's written by like a 3-year-old. It is cheesy. It's awful. You just sat there thinking, oh, come on. Like, it's cringe. Someone's coming in the room.
Hey. Hello.
Hi. Graham's joined us. Get in on this.
What's on the bag, like?
You've got it, you're quick. And you finish at 8.
Yes.
5 past.
If anyone is listening from work, I left at 8 p.m. when I was scheduled to.
Oh yeah, you've getting in here. I'll put the Xbox and stuff there. Can you get past there?
Wait.
We can push the table that way a little bit. I'm just reviewing Godzilla, King of Monsters.
Okay. See, I'm quite disappointed because I've seen the trailers and the trailers look good.
Yeah.
The last Godzilla was absolutely terrible, like you say. It was horrible.
You didn't like the... you probably won't like
The only Godzilla I've ever liked is with the one with Matthew Burrick. I think that's how you pronounce his name.
Which one? The 90s one?
That's the only one I've liked.
I like that one.
That's the only one I've liked.
People who laugh at me when I say that. I actually enjoyed that one.
I did. That's the only one I've ever enjoyed. And then they've done another one, which was absolutely terrible. And now this one, where it hasn't actually lived up to... Well, it sounds like it hasn't lived up to its hype. And there's been a bit of hype on it.
Thank you. If you're listening, Liam, there you go. There is somebody else who likes that Godzilla film.
Well, I think until I've seen this other one,
the little raptor things at the end. I think
it's the best one I've seen at the minute. Yeah. So I'm a little bit disappointed by that. If it goes by what you're saying and the reviews are saying.
This is my written one for Letterboxd. A terribly weak story, humourless, clunky dialogue, exhausted cliches, and endlessly dumb exposition fills the gaps between the rather impressive, yet dark and foggy, monster v monster destruction. Far from the king of anything, but it has its moments of thrills, which I think if you are there just for the monsters fighting, it's alright. But it is part of that universe, and I want it fleshed out, and I want it to be good. And when it was so badly written and cheesy, it kind of pulls the whole universe down.
Yeah.
Don't ruin my King Kong.
Very protective.
Don't ruin my King Kong. So, I gave that 2.5 stars. Yeah, that's
good. I think I'm spitting that mixed face.
Yeah, should we get some advertising going? If you want us to advertise,
sponsors!
Yeah, they'll be along.
In a minute.
Local Parmesan restaurants.
Yeah. I'll have a word with them when we go. When do we book this? Hang on.
Coca-Cola.
When do we order that?
Sponsor us, Coca-Cola.
Oh.
12 minutes ago. We've got another 10 minutes.
Oosh.
Right. Let's smash through my review of Dark Phoenix.
Dark Phoenix.
Ooh.
Not light. Hey. Ooh. Hey.
I'm interested because I really want to see it.
Have you seen the reviews online?
Phoenix. No.
The reviews online are terrible. Everybody hates it. Everything I go on to, everyone hates it. On Rotten Tomatoes, it's a splat. Can you check what it is on IMDb?
I will certainly do that, sir. Let me get out the old goggle.
Which brings us to our discussion this week, which we'll do after this review. Right. Come on, take your time there, John.
Oh, sorry, mate. DP took over.
Do you know what you should be?
What are you scoffing over there?
River
Phoenix. Dark Phoenix. Sure, man. I'm trying to do stuff here.
You should really invest in a soft
keyboard. Here we go. Oh my god!
Yeah.
Considering 95% was Chernobyl. Mm-hmm. Or Chernobyl, whatever it is.
Well, that's 95% Rotten Tomatoes, that, but anyway.
Guess what? Go on, have a guess.
Well, the way you gasp there, I'm going to reckon it's between 50-60%.
No, he's looking on IMDb.
No, I'm looking at Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, yes, sorry.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah. 50-60%.
15 or 16?
50-60.
50, no. No, it's nowhere near.
I would say 36. Really?
Keep going.
23.
22.
Oh!
22%.
Yeah.
I have never seen anything that low before. And that's a brand new film.
Transformers.
Here's my review.
I take that person.
Right.
Oh God.
So the chances are a lot of people aren't going to agree with this, but that's the beauty of personal.
22%. I'm gutted for it.
With screen-grabbing performances by the cast, we've grown to love over the past decade, and a deeper insight into its main characters. Dark Phoenix rises from the ashes and entertains with some fan-pleasing, well-choreographed action sequences, eye-wateringly good CGI, and a more mature handling of the Jean Grey story. A solid farewell to the franchise that arguably paved the way for the superheroes that we all know and love today, the superhero films that we all know and love today. 4 out of 5 stars. I really enjoyed it. Now, I get people's gripes. This story's been done before. We saw it in X-Men 3. It was very badly done in X-Men 3, right? Out of interest, please, can you search what X-Men Last Stand got?
X-Men Last Stand, Rotten Tomatoes.
Yes, please. It is a lot better than that.
Did anyone respond to your
comment? Yeah, a few people commented. It's got quite a lot of likes on Letterboxd, which seems to be that some people are kind of going, no, I agree with this guy. The story's been done before, and, you know, they could have done another story, to be fair. We have seen this. And the story could have been done slightly better. There's a few weird decisions on how, maybe, like, how she gets the power and stuff.
Well, IMDb is rated more or less the same, just over 6. Out of 10, 57% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Last Stand.
Last Stand, X-Men Last Stand.
What the world's going right? This is a much better film than Last Stand.
Let me just check IMDb.
But it basically follows the same story about the Phoenix and there's a few story beats that are a little bit off. And I think they were actually changed after production. There's been a bit of fiddling around with editing because I think it was too similar to another film that I've heard. I didn't look into it all that much. But I really enjoyed it. I thought the acting was brilliant. Sophie Turner did an incredible job. The action scenes, like Magneto finally starts smashing things about, do you know what I mean? And he was fighting for the good guys, and you're like, yes, I want to see this. And the power in it, I was smiling all the way through it. I really enjoyed it.
Well, 6.7 IMDb for Last Stand. This is 6 with 22% Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. So, just people seem to... It's a popular thing to hate this film. So, I get why some people are a bit like, right, we've seen this story before and things, but I thought it was good. I don't know. Maybe people expected too much. Maybe I didn't expect much because I'd seen the reviews. Maybe this was kind of... Oh, I maybe set myself up to hate it and was pleasantly surprised. But this is what brings me to my conversational topic, right? You see a film with a bad review, or a lot of bad reviews, such as this, would that stop you going to see the film?
No.
It will stop a lot of people, because I can guarantee you the box office returns...
Massively damaging.
...will be pretty bad.
Mm. Of course it's massively
But it wouldn't
damaging.
Stop you, no?
No.
It wouldn't stop you?
Mm-hmm.
It would stop you?
It would stop me.
Yeah. Would it stop you?
It depends on the film. Right. So if it's one that I'm just going, oh, I wouldn't mind seeing that.
And then see
bad reviews, then right. Yes. Mm. If it's one I've got my heart set on seeing... I wouldn't care what the ratings are.
Yeah, and I think with X-Men, I think a lot of people are in that other bracket where they're like, yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Let's say a film that you've never seen before, that you've never heard of really before, and then you think, oh, just out of daft interest, I wonder what that's like. And then you read the reviews and the bad, the horrible.
Yeah.
Would you still give it a try?
I'll be honest, there is films where I've just been, oh, curious, and then see them and then go, oh, I won't bother.
But the Batman versus Superman... I was dead on saying that. I understand that was when it actually come to light. It was pretty crap before I come to see it of people who had already seen it, but I still wanted to see it.
I still enjoyed that.
I still enjoyed that.
So that's the thing, right? You shouldn't let the reviews dictate your viewing because
I feel though with films like that though, you've got hardcore comic book fans that are really, really upset that it hasn't gone the way. Yeah. That it should have.
Maybe. Because comic book fans ever are very, you know,
and
don't mess with our properties type of thing,
What we love. See, I kind of go off as, well, the description of the film itself, the synopsis, but also the review. I like to go off the reviews more than the description.
What would you do with Dark Phoenix then? Because you've seen how bad it's reviewed. Everyone hates it. There's only me, this one lonely voice saying, it's not bad, it's pretty damn good.
And I'm 22%
Rotten Tomato.
For me, a good indication is I will go and see that film again tomorrow. There's not many films where I'll do that. There's like, do you know what I mean?
Know.
I'll watch it again in maybe a few years' time, but I'd watch that again.
I'm really hyped for it. I'm really excited to see it.
Enjoy it, mate. I'm
so the reviews mean nothing to me for this one.
This is why I wish we could have gone to see it. Like, we'd have had two of us reviewing it because there'd been a bit more of a...
I mean, don't get it wrong, it's part of an X-Men universe. And it's something that you've got to see if you're into that.
Yeah, and it's a shame that now that's not going to happen anymore. Everything's going to be Marvel-orientated. Because, the X-Men films felt different to Marvel. All Marvel films have got this feel.
Yep.
All the X-Men films had their own... feel.
Yeah.
And now they're going to be pulled into the Marvel Universe eventually, and we don't know when, but it will happen. And I liked the two separate worlds.
Yeah.
And like I said, the characters in it, the actors that they had for all these characters were brilliant. One gripe I did have with the film is some of them are quite weak, but the ones that we don't really care about, the new Storm, she's terrible. You've got the younger Beast dude.
Mm.
Like, some of them you don't quite relate to as you used to, but I don't know.
I probably would, maybe, because you've actually given it a good review.
Oh, right, okay.
Dad wants to talk to you.
Right, okay. Right, we'll have to go and get food now. We'll get back onto this topic in a minute.
Right.
And just like that, we're back, and E3, Microsoft's press conference, is complete.
Yay!
Done. So, pardon the complete state of this podcast. We've jumped all over the place, haven't we?
I know, yeah.
It's been a bit chaotic.
Structured like a well built Lego.
Technically,
I like what you did there.
We technically started it about 4 hours ago, so you probably at the beginning. I was like, yeah, and now I'm like, oh, so tired. Right, so initial thoughts.
So much chuff.
Yeah. Oh, God, you have to sit through hours of just crap I'm never going to play, but that's maybe just
me. I think there's a couple of peaches in there, isn't there?
There was. I mean, obvious it ended ones, strong, didn't it? Yeah. It ended strong. We'll get to that.
There's a couple in there that obviously you expected, a couple that you go, actually that looks all right, and a couple you're like, yes, I've got to play that.
Some started off and I was like, nah, and then by the end of it, I was like, you know,
the
Forza Lego, I was like, oh, and then I was like, it looks all right, actually, it looks way good fun.
I still would like to play the Hot Wheels expansion for that.
Oh, yeah, I never played that one either. Right, I'll just quickly mention Minecraft Dungeons. That's I reckon that could be quite big. I don't know if I might play it, but it looked all right. It went for the Zelda vibe, didn't it? I think that's where they're trying to go for there.
Yeah.
It will sell bazillions. Oh, probably.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt, it's an easy sell for them, isn't it?
Yeah. You want to touch on one of yours?
Are we staying away from big ones for now?
Yeah.
Okay, in that case, Age of Empires.
Yeah,
Age of Empires, loved it. The fact it's coming to the console with the extra missions, it just makes me relive my youth and go, oh my god, I'm getting back into that.
You know what, I would have been more excited, but I got the remake for the Windows and I played the first mission and I was like, oh, I felt very dated. But this one's not the very original, is it?
It's been remastered, isn't it,
one? Remastered in 4K.
Yeah, potentially I might get that. Be good fun to play with you on that. So, Simon?
Star Wars. I'm looking forward to the Star Wars. Jedi Fallen Order.
That looked impressive. It's by Respawn as well, isn't it?
Yeah. And obviously, everyone's going, Titanfall, yeah, it's going to be a new Titanfall. Nah, they came out, bang, it was Star Wars. Which I was quite impressed with.
Yeah, definitely. That's high up on my list. That looked really well done.
Still, then Lego Star Wars for me. The fact you're getting all 9 films
and they're remaking them, aren't they?
They're not just sticking them all together.
Yeah,
like again, that's a nice, easy. It's a co-op one. It's a few beers and I'll a bit of a co-op. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Star Wars, Skywalker saga.
Yeah, it's just one of those. Yeah. It's a nice, easy game. You don't have to sit and think about it. It's not in depth. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about like competing. It's a bit of a laugh, nice, easy game. Bit of banter type stuff.
Yeah. I would go with Cyberpunk. That's been coming for ages, but it looks like you know when a game is groundbreaking, it's going to do stuff you've not seen before, and you get that with the Grand Theft Autos and stuff. You know it's just going to be a hugely expensive game that they've spent years on, and this looks like it's got the budget.
I mean, when did they release the little gameplay footage? Was that last at E3?
I think it was the year before that. It's been coming for ever.
That was breathtaking. It was like, oh my god, how open world. And then obviously today we got the sort of trailer for it.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. I was well impressed. Well excited for that one.
Flight Simulator. I personally won't play it, but unreal. If the graphics are anything like what they've showed us there, that is stunning.
How have they done that? Like that can't, it can't fly off all everywhere all over the world, can you?
Surely not.
It's a flight simulator, so you'd have to.
Not in that detail.
It's not much of a flight simulator if you hit a brick wall.
Just keep flying. Unless it is a flat earth.
possibly. No, honest to God, that was like that. Oh, if there had been any other game, wow. But I probably won't be playing Flight Simulator.
It was impressive how what I was looking out for was drawing in, and I didn't see anything drawing in.
Yeah.
Which I was quite surprised at, and I thought, that is...
It's a thing of a past now, isn't it, that?
Yeah, but you still get it.
Yeah. One little indie-type looking game I quite like the look of, was that 12 Minutes?
Yes.
Where it starts with the screen coming down on this girl and a boy in a room.
Yeah.
And he's like, I've seen this before, and he's like stuck in a time loop. Yeah, that looks quite interesting, doesn't it?
I was quite taken back because at first I was like, it's going to be what this
will be. Yeah, because we'd fall into that.
I was quite hooked on the dialogue at the beginning. Where they were that little conversation they were having. That was, good.
It looked pretty good, that. Got Gears 5?
Right, can we just throw some honourable crud mentions out there?
Yeah.
For some of the absolute shocking chuff that we saw. That it includes, but are by no means limited to, Ori. What the hell was that?
It's massive, that, though. There's a lot of people... Is it? Yeah, the first idiots. One.
Battletoads.
Yeah, I don't know. That actually... you know what?
What?
No, not for me.
I didn't mind that one.
Now, you missed this. You took the best time toilet break ever, right? Yeah. And if it was this video podcast, I would show the face I pulled for the whole, and it was kind of like a... What the actual is going on here, face? It was more like for the whole entire. It's that Psychonauts thing, like
Psychonauts 2.
Yeah, Psychonauts. Yeah, it was like little yellow people, like that are a bit tapped,
right.
Like doing crazy stuff. And I was like, nah, tara. And also, Deer Simulator or Way to the Woods.
Oh my god!
Yeah, what was that about?
Like. Yeah,
we're sat there wanting your Call of Duties and your, yeah. your Halos and your, yeah. and then sat watching a bloody deer jumping into fish tanks.
Yeah, and then
glowing antlers.
Yeah, another one was Elden Ring. That kind of left me going, "What the is going on here?" But with George R. R. Martin, is he involved in the story?
If well, I saw the name and I was interested, but yeah. just
no, no. Yeah.
See, that sort of game genre doesn't really get me. I'm not. I mean, it looked probably it might look stunning, but.
Nah, see, I like a story, but I don't know. That didn't sell me at all.
One thing that was annoying me throughout this conference was just all these, so many of these games were just like the CGI trailers.
Yeah.
Like the videos. Yeah. There was very little gameplay.
We saw hardly any of anything, did we?
No.
To be fair, the one we probably saw most of is Gears. We saw clips.
Yeah, but that was just CGI, wasn't it? A lot of that.
Well, no, actually,
that was all CGI, was there?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that wasn't even for the actual gameplay. That was for one of its modes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which was... I've lost it. All this. Gears Bound by Blood game mode Escape.
Escape, that's what we saw, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's Gears, let's be honest, right? Let's be open. I'm getting it.
Yeah, we'll get
like,
it.
Like, I'm saying now, oh, I'm getting it. It's Gears, it's going to be good, it's going to be belting, it's going to throw. It is going to be different.
I didn't think much of the last one, though.
No, I didn't.
Quite forgettable, wasn't it?
Yeah. But the fact of getting everyone back together on Horde, oh my God. Yeah. And then this is that Escape, this new Escape, which is cooperative as well, even better.
September, isn't it, this? Is it September?
September, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Same time as...
Oh, is it, bloody, yeah. Right, brilliant. Yeah.
With the Terminator DLC, random.
Yeah, it was, really was.
Yeah, I sort of got a little bit excited. I was like, ooh, what's this? Yeah. And then I was like, hang on, it's part of Gears. What's going on?
It's clear they've gone, do you want to give us some money and we'll throw your character in the game?
Along with the Forza Lego thing. Yeah. All money in it. New Elite controller. There's a couple of new features. A bit more options for mapping, isn't there?
Yeah.
You can adjust your...
You can adjust your analog
stick sensitivity. Because for racing games, when you're turning, it's almost always full lock with a stick. With a racing wheel, you've got so much more control. So if you've got more give on that, maybe it might help.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's more focused on your proper...
Oh, yeah.
Hardcore gamers.
I mean, I've got the Elite controller, but I've not
used the paddles.
No, I've took them off and they've never been touched. I always thought, oh, well, they'd be great for gears and stuff, like gear sticks, gear paddle things, but I never did.
Yeah.
So, should we get into the bigger stuff?
Yes.
Because we knew console, we're going to find out something about the console.
Mm.
Are we
doing the rest of the games first?
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah.
I'm just thinking, because there's only really one other game before we go into the big one, isn't there? Yeah. Borderlands.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact we're getting a new DLC now, when I get home, I will be downloading that.
Yep.
Just for the mission. And then they gave us more into Borderlands 3 and what it's going to be.
Yeah.
So many games copying off it. Mm-hmm. The first couple of games, I show you, were like...
A lot look the same.
Yeah. But yeah, so excited for Borderlands. Like, literally cannot wait.
Yeah.
There's more...
I'd blast through that.
Sirens way. In there, yeah.
Yeah.
More sirens. Yeah. Got to be good.
And then they were touching on about streaming, which I quite...
Sorry, they did. Yeah.
Which I'm quite interested in, which obviously led on to the bigger news.
So let me get this right with the streaming thing. You can use your console as a server.
Yes.
So you can use your console's power.
Yes. Yeah.
And you can play it on any from anywhere else.
Yeah, now this is the bit I don't understand this bit, because...
So if my Xbox is in that room, in the other room,
yeah.
I've got a TV behind me, I want to play the Xbox on that. I can use that Xbox and stream it onto this TV.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, but how would you control it?
Through a phone?
Yeah.
Maybe.
But you need a controller.
Because I've tried, you know, when you've done that streaming from the Xbox One app, and I think, right, if I play close to the floor, my controller can reach the Xbox downstairs.
Yeah.
But it always timed out. So I don't know how they're going to get around that.
No.
I think so much of tonight was just little teasers, wasn't it?
Yeah, everything's planned for next year, isn't it?
Like the streaming, I think we'll get more on that. Well, he said we're going to get more of that in the next coming months.
They probably want to be quite secretive as well,
Especially with Sony staying away.
I don't think it's got anything to do with the current gen console that we've got out there, like the One or the X. Because as soon as he mentioned that we need a powerful system for that sort of thing, they then led on to the new bigger news.
Right.
Which was?
The new console. So it's launching with Halo, which they show.
Yeah, man.
I cannot wait for Halo again. I think they showed enough. I knew they weren't going to give much away. They do talk about the chips and stuff, but to me none of that really matters until you see what it can do.
They sped too fast. I couldn't type fast enough, and I don't know if this Zen 2 processor is new or...
They've got a custom design chip or something in there that they've specifically developed, which I'm pretty sure
four times more powerful than the X.
Which is ridiculously powerful at the moment anyway, isn't it? Yeah. Isn't that like a
it's got no issues. Running anything at the moment.
They made it very clear they don't want loading screens. They're trying to get rid of loading screens, which what I would expect, to be honest, getting to this point. Like I've said before, the Xbox One, I expected more from it graphically and stuff. I've still not been blown away. Like the day I got the original Xbox and Halo 1 Combat Evolved, right, and I sat down and saw that on screen, I was like, wow, this is incredible. You step off that ship and you look up and you see the Halo and you see like the waterfall in front of you and things, and I was like, that is amazing. And I haven't been blown away like that since. I mean, one, I do record GTA 5, I thought looked really impressive. I still think that looks gorgeous. But there's been nothing that's really, you know, next gen feel in this new.
Yeah. But I think we're gonna get that with Cyberpunk, definitely.
Yeah, maybe. But it's took a very long time for me to get that feeling. I want to be blown away. I want to turn on it and see stuff I've never seen. And I don't know. But yeah, if it's that powerful.
Yeah. I know. I don't know, it's too early to say. It is.
But a lot, isn't it?
I think the price tag is going to be ridiculous.
It can't be, though, because I know with consoles, they do tend to sell them at a loss like when they initially launch. And if they can't, they've got to compete with. They've got to look at balancing power with price.
Yeah,
they're not going to outprice themselves.
But
and I don't think we're going to be seeing much more of a price increase from the X.
But
it'd be too much.
Look, if you take this into another field, look in phones. Take Apple for example.
Yeah.
The scale of their growth and the scale of their pay.
For some reason, cost. Apple thinks they can charge whatever the hell they want. There's people who are out there who just buy it.
Yes. And that's my worry. I'm not saying they will, but that's my worry, is that they go, do you know what? We've got this, it does this, it does this, and the price is just going to take it out of the reach of so many people.
I don't think Microsoft would do that, because they're kind of behind Sony. It's more Sony that would potentially do that,
because
people, with Apple, they're buying the brand. They'll pay the extra money because of the brand. Microsoft hasn't got that luxury, I don't think.
I think they'd lose too much customer base.
Hopefully it is that achievable price where your everyday gamer like me might go, do you know what, actually...
Well, the Xbox One, when that launched, that was 500, wasn't it? I think that was 500.
What was the X?
Not far off that price, I don't think.
I think £500 the max they'd go to. I don't see them ever expecting anyone to pay more than £500 for a console. We'll soon find out, I guess. Well, we won't. I mean, 2020, Christmas next year.
Yeah.
Fair enough. But what was that?
I think something.
Sounded like someone puked.
Xbox One X price will retail at $499 when it launches.
What the what?
$499.
What will?
Xbox One X. That's what it was when it launched.
Oh, right. Sorry, you're reading it as if it was...
Sorry, I've just... Yeah, I thought I'd quickly Google that price to see what it was when it launched.
Right.
About 500.
Yeah, I reckon it'd be about 500. We can do that. Call. We can pay that. That's now.
No, I know, but for me, it's
save up now, £20 in the bank every month.
Yeah, no, for me, that's massive. That's a family holiday.
Yeah, that's very true.
I won't be able to afford it, so I'll literally give Amy the puppy eyes for the year.
Lad.
I'm trying to get it for Christmas.
Yeah.
If we all give Amy the puppy eyes,
well, we all start saving now. Get a little money, you know, just to throw a little bit of money aside each. I'll be getting on launch because I love that feeling of going in and doing the whole midnight in game or whatever.
I won't be doing the midnight launch. I'll get it the next day.
Nah, it's all for the fun of it.
It'll come out on launch and she'll get it, but I won't be allowed it till Christmas.
Yeah, it's going to be weird.
Yeah, I
worked
the
nights when Xbox One launched. That's when I was working at game. And mental, but it was so much fun. There's so much buzz and it's exciting. But yeah, overall then, what did you think? Was it a good... I mean, this is the start of E3, so there's going to be a lot of other games getting announced.
Expected. Impressed by a couple.
Yeah, nothing got announced where you were like, what is that? That looks good. I'll tell you what, that war game, but again, it was all CGI stuff. The aeroplane blowing up the skyscraper.
Yes.
There was tanks rumbling along and stuff like that. Very military-based.
Yeah.
That has potential, but again, we didn't see gameplay. It could be completely different.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there was nothing really that surprised us. No big new game.
No.
They need another Halo type game, don't they? They need something more. They're relying on Forza, Gears, Halo.
Loop.
We need some new IP.
Yeah. That's what you feel need, isn't it? Just something just to come in. And everyone's going, all right, we know we're going to get this and this and this. Yeah. And then they go, bang.
Yeah.
There you go. This.
Yeah.
Actually, we've got you this. And you're like, oh, even if it's a grow, even if it's one way you go, whatever. And then it becomes like a little bit indie to start with and then build. And then next thing you know, everyone's really talking about it. Like something, anything, just something different.
And more growing up, like I'm not against all these, like, but there's so many Japanese looking games. Yeah. All this weird graphic-y stuff. I want some gritty real life gear, do you know what I mean? And there just doesn't seem to be many games like that now.
If you had to pick a game out of that list, apart from the Halo, which is coming out on the new console.
I'm not allowed to pick Halo, am I not?
No, because obviously
so
it's coming out.
So you're saying game of the show for each of us, right? Yeah.
What would you pick?
I'll mine picked done.
I know what yours is.
What's mine?
Borderlands.
Yeah.
Is it?
Weirdly, 6 months, 8 months ago, it had been Gears.
Mm.
Now, Borderlands has just bought me big time. Like honestly, it is. It's just, it's crazy. Like, it's nuts. It's like nothing else I've ever played, and it just draws you in. Like, I was legitimately playing through 3 or 4 hours on a morning before work.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh my God, I can get into this.
I loved them days when I felt like that about games.
I think for me, it's the Star Wars.
Yeah,
Because I love Battlefront 2. And what I liked about Battlefront 2, apart from the multiplayer, was the single player campaign that you did.
Yeah.
And I think people on a bit of the same wavelength were like wanting a bit expand on that. Because they've improved it so much. And the fact that Respawn behind it looks amazing. Gameplay, again, looked great.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's definitely one for me. I'm looking forward.
See, mine was a toss-up between Star Wars and Cyberpunk 2077. So I'll go for Cyberpunk. I think Keanu Reeves stole it for me. Like, that was class.
It was. And do you know what would have been made it work better is if the American idiots in the bloody audience didn't go, act like stereotypical Americans.
Love you. you're amazing. No, you're amazing.
Yeah.
He's ultra cool, though, isn't he? Yeah. But I think this game could be something very, very special.
This could be the one we're looking for.
Because by the guys who made The Witcher, now it's apparently that's an amazing game.
Yeah.
Never played it, and my brother hates me for it. And
yeah. The lads who I talk a lot to about games, he says you need to play The Witcher.
Potentially could start playing it. I've got it, so it might be worth it. But it's one of them games that you lose your life to. It's like hours and hours and hours. And I just can't justify that when I've got so much other things to
do. I downloaded Oblivion, The Elder Scrolls, and I was like, no, delete it now.
This I'm wearing the t-shirt from work.
I was like,
14 years ago.
I was like, no, download, like, delete it now, otherwise you will lose your life to it. But like, do it, like, if that's what it is, and I get into it.
Yeah. You see, if Witcher had co-op and I could have played through with somebody, I'd have been all over that. I need social interaction with these games.
Now. I'm finding that now. Like when I'm looking for games now, I'm looking for, is it co-op?
Yeah.
No. Okay, probably going to steer clear of that.
Mm.
Because you do, you want that. Play through with someone, you want that.
My own, just sat there in a dark room, just on my own.
See, lately I've gone the opposite way.
You're never on anyway.
I am, if someone was offline.
I'm
just watching YouTube anyway. So.
No, it's just so my daughter doesn't keep inviting me to Minecraft.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what it is lately. I'm just, even like the CODs and that, I'm just hammering through a single player.
I never played through the latest Battlefield single player, I don't think. I need to do that.
I need to finish that.
It's ridiculous. I never will. I keep saying this.
See, I always play the single player first before even touching the multiplayer.
Yeah, well, I can't do that with Battlefield. The online of that I loved. Even the latest one, like, I played that quite a bit.
Yeah.
But no Sea of Thieves, which was weird.
Showed you in like the clips.
Yeah. Because I was told that there was going to be a download that came out which would let you have an 8-player ship.
There is.
Is that not just rumours?
No, there is. That's coming.
Where is it and why didn't they show it?
Bethesda have confirmed that.
Right.
There's been two new updates lately. More one map expansion again and one different new missions in it now.
They've got a war map, haven't they, where people can go and just fight if they want. And it kind of frees up people messing about.
So the people who want to go on and do the missions and like occasionally battle with someone who's going across, then fine. Rather than the people who sat on there just literally go around going, kill, jump on your board.
Because that was annoying the hell out of me. Because we were trying to do a quest, weren't we?
That's another game I want to play, but no one's ever on.
Oh, well, I'll jump back on that.
Yeah, I'm all over that. All you need to do is say, because I will be all over that.
I started playing it, but then I was playing with randoms who would then have to throw a bottle just quick.
You can't do that.
No, apparently there is an 8-player, definitely an 8-player ship.
Because everybody at work plays it, so... Yeah, see, social games, I'm up for that. But yeah, overall, decent enough show, it was alright.
It was alright.
A
lot of it could have been taken out.
Yeah, a deer.
And just given it to us next year, to be honest. In fact, if all next year's stuff had just been put off till next year's E3...
That's it, we're going to get 90% of that next year anyway. The
podcast would have been finished an hour ago.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get a hell of a lot more about the console next year.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm excited for that.
Next year is going to be a big one.
Yes, it will. Right, that has been the Popcornography podcast. We will be back in the next couple of weeks. You can find us on Twitter at Popcorn_media, on Facebook at Popcornography, on Instagram, Behind the Fridge, Up Your Grandma's Nose.
Can I just say, right, for the benefit of the people listening, the best thing about E3 was that John sat through all the games.
I know!
All the crappy games, and then left, and no sooner did he close that front door, they started with the streaming, then the Halo on the console. All greatest bit of E3.
So I watched a lot of Japanese shite.
He needed 10 more minutes and he'd have seen it all. Bless him.
Oh, yeah, that I should have probably explained. That's why John's not. Yeah. He's not just sat here dead quiet, because that never happens, does it?
I know, he's gone. He's gone home.
He's long gone. It's past his bedtime. It's like 10 o'clock or something.
It's 11 o'clock.
I know, it's 11 o'clock.
You're going to go to bed, mate.
I know, I've got 6.5 hours before I'm up, son.
Right, I'll let you go, and I'll let you go, and I'm going to let myself go.
Again.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you all later. Happy movie watching.
Bye.
Oh, can't get up.